I'm Nathan Cones here with your look at the midday news for this Wednesday, July 1st, 2026. St. Anthony Regional Hospital announced yesterday Dr. Susie Figofsky has been chosen to serve as the facility's new chief medical officer. Figofsky, a board-certified cardiologist and cardio-electrophysiologist, has been a member of the hospital's medical staff since joining the Iowa Heart Care Center in Carroll in 2014. She'll continue treating patients through Iowa Heart while serving as the facility's chief medical officer. St. Anthony President and CEO Alan Anderson says Dr. Figofsky is a highly respected electrophysiologist with more than 20 years of experience in cardiovascular medicine. She has been a valued member of medical staff and a strong advocate for compassionate, accessible care in Carroll and the surrounding communities. This is a well-deserved achievement, and we are proud to have her at St. Anthony. As chief medical officer, Figofsky will serve with hospital administrators, physicians, and staff to improve patient outcomes, strengthen quality and safety programs, and promote a collaborative, patient-centered approach to care. Figofsky earned her undergraduate and medical degrees from the University of Florida before practicing briefly in California and then later relocating to Carroll. Iowa Secretary of Agriculture Mike Nagy announced this week expansions to the state's Streamside Buffer Pilot Project to include all 22 counties in the greater Des Moines watershed as part of a broader effort to improve water quality through voluntary conservation practices. The expansion, announced Tuesday, is funded through the Farm to Faucet Water Quality Package signed into law at the beginning of June. Farmers and landowners in the greater Des Moines watershed, which does include Sac, Calhoun, Carroll, Greene, Audubon, and Guthrie counties, are eligible to participate. The pilot program was launched in August of 2025 and provides cost-share funding to establish perennial vegetative buffers along streams, rivers, and drainage ditches. The buffers reduce nutrient loss and soil erosion by capturing or slowing water runoff. The program has the added benefit of improving wildlife habitat and complementing other non-intrusive conservation practices. Under the program, new buffers on row crop ground must be maintained for at least 10 years. Participants may receive one-time payments of up to $3,500 per acre for non-harvested buffers or $1,750 per acre for harvested buffers. Farmers interested in the program can learn more through cleanwateriowa.org or their local USDA service center. Kemper Catholic's baseball teams are hosting a special evening at Merchants Park tomorrow night to raise money and awareness for a rare genetic condition that has affected their coach and his family. In 2018, Coach Michael Barta and his wife Stacy learned their daughter Bridget had been diagnosed with Sanfilippo syndrome, also known as mucopolysaccharidosis type 3. The terminal condition is a lysosomal storage disorder where the body cannot properly break down certain complex sugars, leading to progressive damage to the brain and nervous system that causes symptoms resembling Alzheimer's, but in children. Bridget passed away due to complications from the disease in 2023. But Charlie Mayhall and Griffin Bauer, two of Barta's players, say the Knights wanted to pay homage to their coach's daughter and his family.
Coach Barta gives us so much, his time, his help, everything. And we know he loved his daughter so much, and we kind of want to honor that by doing this for that reason.
Yeah, Charlie hit it. Barta does so much for us, and we know how much of a family guy he is. And just any way that we can give back to him, because he gives us everything he's got, and we're happy to do it, and we want to do it.
Thursday's junior varsity game at 5 p.m. and the varsity game at 7 o'clock against the Dennison-Schleswig Monarchs will have a joint theme of remembering Bridget, as well as raising awareness for Sanfilippo syndrome. They say any funds they collect will go to that same cause.
The money that is raised is going to that and helping kids, because it's very expensive, and just helping them out with expenses.
Right when you walk in, there should be a table doing like a 50-50 raffle.
Fans are encouraged to join in Thursday's remembrance and awareness campaign in support of the Barta family and Sanfilippo syndrome research. Again, that JV game starts at 5 p.m. at Merchants Park, and varsity is slated to start at 7 p.m., assuming that JV game doesn't run long. People unable to attend can still support the cause using the link included with this story on our website or by mail to Kemper's office. Any of their offices, you just mark those donations for Bridget Barta Night at the ballpark. And we do need to step away for just a moment. Stick around. More news after this on KCIM.
Rewarding work that helps our farmers grow the best crops in the world. a financially solid company that's been around for more than 50 years. Competitive pay and industry-leading benefits. That's what you'll find at New Cooperative, where we have openings for truck drivers and grain agronomy and feed operations employees at locations near you. Are you ready to make a difference? Ready to start something new? Go to newcoop.com/careers and search for jobs near you today. New Cooperative is an equal opportunity employer.
Celebrate the 4th of July with savings from WSA Outlet. Stop in this week and buy a fridge or an oven and receive a microwave for just $100. And remember, WSA Outlet has a service technician who can come to your home, fix your appliances, and give you honest recommendations that you can trust. We are open this week, Tuesday through Friday, from noon to 5 p.m. Stop in, check out our inventory, or give us a call at 712-292-0304 to schedule a service call. WSA Outlet, located at 1352 North Highway 71 here in Carroll.
Welcome back to KCIM's Midday News. I'm Nathan Cones reporting. Coming back with another baseball-related story for you. The Miracle League baseball game that had initially been scheduled for tonight has been rescheduled to next week on Tuesday, July 7th, and that's in response to the oppressive heat we've been seeing. Carroll's Miracle League is a collaborative effort between local agencies, including Home Care Options, New Hope, Caring Hearts of West Central Iowa, and the Community of Care of Iowa, to allow disabled individuals the opportunity to play baseball in a safe, accessible environment. High temps can be dangerous for anyone, but those with disabilities typically face a higher risk of heat-related illnesses. So in response, they did reschedule the game. Miracle Fields are baseball fields designed with a flat, rubberized surface that is wheelchair accessible. Concessions will be available at the game next week, and those proceeds will fund future ball games. This will be the third one that they've hosted, at least this season, and nothing would make the players and those putting it together happier than seeing quite a crowd. So again, that game begins at 6 p.m. on Tuesday of next week, July 7th, and will be held at Kellen's Kingdom at 1206 Amy Avenue. The Iowa Supreme Court has ruled that one of two executives for a Texas company can be held liable for used wind turbine blades that were stockpiled in the state and not recycled. The Iowa DNR is seeking civil penalties and an injunction against Global Fiberglass Solutions after some 1,300 blades have been stored in Newton, Ellsworth, and Atlantic with no action. Company CEO Donald Lilly and director Ronald Albrecht said they live in Washington State and are not personally involved and couldn't be held liable. The Supreme Court says Lilly personally signed documents from the DNR saying the company would take care of the blades. It says the state hasn't shown that Albrecht signed any contracts that would make him liable and dismissed him from the DNR's actions. Planned Parenthood will close its Iowa City Clinic on July 31st, leaving the Des Moines Clinic as the organization's only remaining location in Iowa. The CEO of Planned Parenthood of the North Central States, Ruth Richardson, says the organization is restructuring due to federal funding cuts and the 2024 Iowa law that prohibits most abortions after the sixth week of a pregnancy. Four Planned Parenthood clinics closed last year in Ames, Cedar Rapids, Sioux City, and Urbandale. A state law does take effect today that requires Iowans seeking medication for an abortion to receive those pills in person from a doctor. Previously, Iowans had received them via mail, sometimes from pharmacies and sometimes from unknown sources. Pulse Life Advocates was a leading advocate for that law, and spokesperson Maggie DeWitty says she feels blessed to live in a state that was one step closer to eliminating abortion. The U.S. Justice Department has proposed a settlement with the nation's largest egg producers who allegedly conspired to fix prices between June of 2022 and March of 2025. The settlement involves Versova Management Cooperative, which manages egg farms in Iowa, Calmaine Foods of Delaware, and Hickman's Eggs in Arizona. The companies will donate 50 million eggs to food banks and nonprofits, as well as pay $3.3 million. The group Farm Action in Mexico, Missouri, has pushed for the investigation, and co-founder Joe Maxwell says the settlement is not enough. He says the fine Calmaine Foods will pay is small compared to the $1.2 billion profit they made.
Penalty, the settlement amount, is $1.5 million, $1.2 billion profits from one company, and they're going to settle for $1.5 million. That's not even a slap on the back of the hand.
Iowa AG Brenna Byrd praised the settlement and says Iowa will get about $90,000. Versova oversees Centrum Valley Farms, Oakdale Farms, and Willamette Egg Farms, as well as Trillium Farms in Sioux Center, Iowa. Maxwell says the settlement money will go to pay back the government, but not the people.
There's nothing in this settlement for people. Second, these companies should be reviewed for criminal action. There are laws on the books that would hold the governing boards, the CEOs, the presidents of these companies accountable.
Maxwell says eggs are a staple that almost everyone uses.
Almost every family eats them. Almost every family paid a price, and yet this settlement gives them nothing.
He says the companies claim the bird flu pushed up costs so they could get more profits.
The problem is the people paid the price, and these companies are getting away with it.
Maxwell also says egg production has the same problems as pork, beef, and others, as a small handful of companies control things. He wants to see more action against those big players.
We need to make sure, one, that we that the Department of Justice has the funding they need to go after these multi-billion dollar companies, and we need strong laws and tougher laws to hold them accountable when they screw the public the way the egg companies did in this case.
A.G. Byrd has not responded to Maxwell's comments as of Wednesday morning. That is going to be wrapping up your look at the midday news here on KCIM. I'm Nathan Cones reporting.